Hi, this is a dictation for Cecily Tillman. Date of service 7/26/23. Date of birth is 6/7/1990. And date of accident is 10/18/2022. Miss Cecily Tillman is here for a follow-up evaluation for her symptoms emanating from an automobile accident that occurred on 10/18/2022, where she was rear-ended and she was also hit into the front, leading to headaches along with symptoms of TBI, forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, spots in the vision, ringing in the ear. She started having pain in the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder and upper trapezius area with trigger points. Headaches were dull 5 to 6, lower back pain 8, and shooting pain to the right, the medial part of the thigh and the leg, all the way to the ankle and feet involving greater toe. Patient has undergone extensive amount of physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and she has also undergone spinal injections to the lumbar spine, 3 of them as of today, bringing her relief almost 90% in the area of the lumbar spine pain and the neck pain. Her initial MRI for the cervical spine was read as a herniated disc at C5-6. However, later on, a syrinx was found by a neurosurgeon when she was consulting Dr. Mohan. Repeat MRI proved that there was a blood-filled syrinx at the level of C5 and 6. Prior to this event, the patient undergone 3 MRI, 3 epidural injections at the cervical spine without any issues whatsoever. And now her focus of pain is shifted to lower back, where she is having a disc issue at L4-5, L5-S1. Along with bilateral facet hypertrophy and disc bulging, but without any significant spinal canal narrowing. The patient also is found to have a bilateral sacroiliac joint inflammation, with testing being positive for Faber test and Gosselin test, and it appears that the patient has obtained little relief from the last injection. On walking, patient experiences pain across the lower back. The shooting pain to the right leg has been happening slightly less often than before, and according to her, the neck is hurting around 7 to her, and the left shoulder is hurting around 7, and she can lift up to 120 degrees of abduction, and pain level is 9 at this time, and response to treatment is 90%. ADLs that are affected are reported in the chart, along with neurology and psych in the system review, pain and numbness and rest of the systems. Along with this, the additional history, substance abuse, compliance history are all from the chart. The physical examination still remains the same as in the prior exam, dated 6/26/2023. The dictation number is 0717-016. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to continue advising the patient for series of lumbar epidural injections and also right sacroiliac joint injection. Continue the medications. Patients provided with Mobix 15 milligram a day with food to anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day to relieve the trigger points, spasm of the trapezius muscle and the skeletal muscle spasm. Acifex is for stomach protection, 20 milligram twice a day. Xanax was provided for anxiety and panic that patient is suffering from. Lyrica was provided for generalized pains, 50 milligram twice a day. Lidocpro ointment was provided, PRN. Is also provided with the lidocaine patch 5%, 30 of them to apply on the shoulder and other painful areas, especially sacroiliac joint. Pieri said 1 or 2 6-hour PR and 75 tablets for headaches. Percocet are provided to her 7.5, 325 to 12 hour, 30 tablets for pain relief. MRIs were reviewed with the patient. Patient still wants to continue her physical therapy and chiropractor, which has been ordered again once a week for focusing on the spine, cervical, thoracic, lumbar, as well as in the shoulder area. Although she doesn't have a rotator cuff tear, but the pain is there. Laser treatment and acupunctures were also discussed. Patient remains off work. Household replacement, attended care for 4 hours is provided, and transportation help and case management. Thank you. She'll be seen in a few days' time for procedure LESI and a 1 month from now for the follow-up visit. Thank you.